Morning Team Show on WSGW with you at WSGW.com with 100.5 and 790 listening with Lux and Siri, Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Majestic sounding, isn't it? Remember this theme?
Should I be looking for a Brontosaurus?
Oh, you're very good.
Thank you.
I was going to say, you're certainly trying to liven things up.
John Williams' famous Jurassic Park theme.
Not one of his better. It's good, but it's not one of his better, more memorable ones.
Says you.
That's right. You got it. Exactly. Exactly. Just like Ringo Starr.
Speaking of dinosaurs.
Charlie said that, not me.
There's a new study out. This study, I love science.
Yes.
Although I must say, I am skeptical of science that tries to tell me things that happened billions of years ago, trillions of years ago, extrapolating information that they can project out. Because no one was there, so nobody really knows. That's my take.
Well, true, but they do they have a system that they go about to try to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, they drill into the ice to figure out things. They drill into trees. How do we learn about trees? You learn by cutting the tree
open. Cut the tree down.
That's right.
Which upsets the people who are the earth people.
The tree hugger, yes.
Cut it down, and what you learn is you just killed the tree.
New study out concludes that 2.5 billion Tyrannosaurus Rex prowled North America. The study says they didn't roam the Earth all at once. That's just over a couple million years or so. At any one moment, they say maybe 20,000 or so were alive. That's what it says here. Then the study goes also on to say it's a first-of-its-kind estimate, and it comes with a huge margin of error.
Well, it probably would.
In fact, scientists say if there were much fewer T-Rex around, we may never have known if they existed at all.
Yeah.
Because only about 100 or so T-Rex fossils have ever been found.
Yeah, right. Right, well, you have to leave yourself with...
I get it, like I said.
Wide berth.
And before you guys bring it up, Dave and I were not there during that period.
Well, we were going to ask for a head count. Like I said, I appreciate it. It was just kind of funny, though. It comes with a huge margin of error, and so you take it for what it says. Though we can imagine that, though. 2.5 billion.
Yeah, I only go back to AD. Art goes back to BC.
Well, there we go.
Your
turn, Art.
No, listen. The difference between those two could only be 1 year. Remember that.
I knew
he'd
right.
have the final word.
He'd find a way.